This summer, Charlotte-Mecklenburg Stormwater Services will spend $5 million demolishing residential properties in areas prone to flooding. The office maps out properties at risk of flooding and then ranks those properties based on the risk of loss of life and property. Tim Trotman is program manager of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg Floodplain Buyout Program.
The vast majority of our problems with homes being flooded are construction that was prior to the mid-70s.
The agency reaches out to homeowners to ask if they'll sell their house so that they can demolish it. Homeowners then have the option of taking that money and using it to move somewhere else. The homes are converted to vacant lots, community gardens, open spaces, or greenways. It's a voluntary program, Trotman says, but more than 90% of people agree to sell their homes. He says it was especially beneficial during Thursday's downpour.
We had only a handful of residents and homes that flooded into their living space, and there were at least 20 homes that would have flooded had we not initiated this buyout program many years ago.
About 70% of its funding used to come from federal sources, particularly FEMA. But with federal budget cuts, Trotman says the program will now have to rely on local funding, which it's using for its latest round of demolitions this summer. Local funding comes from the stormwater maintenance fee. Oh, and there's some good news. The rain is expected to clear up today. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.